Morning. I would like to extend a warm welcome to a welcome aboard to all who may be listening on telephone hookup and to those who may be watching via Cargo TV, and a special welcome aboard to our brethren in Louisiana. This morning I would like to speak on the subject of courage. It's a broad subject, and maybe if God will, I have the opportunity to continue this subject in later sermonettes. When we think of courage, more often than not, we tend to think of great acts done by other people. But did you ever stop to think just what courage is? I have a ballpoint pen that was given to me by an x-ray technician who was assigned to x-ray my big toe. The reason for the x-rays was to rule out my toe being broken. But at the end of the procedure, a young lady gave me a pen. When you press the mechanism in for the pen to either go out or come in, it's got a small window on the side, and it had this writing in it. So courage is not the absence of fear, but the willingness to continue in spite of it. Courage does not roar. Often it's the quiet voice within saying, "I'll try again." This writing can be arranged different ways. This just happened to be a way I chose to write it. And any kind of way you choose to align it, it would still be right. A young lady by the name of Mary Kay Ash, who was considered to be very courageous, once said, "If you think you can, you can. If you think you cannot, then you are right." I'm sure we can look back on acts committed by other people that we thought took a lot of courage. Did you ever consider some of the courageous acts that we as individuals do? To this captive audience, to whom God has given his Holy Spirit, there's something very courageous about all of us. It takes courage to be a true Christian. It's not easy to be a true Christian. It's not easy to be different. And as true Christians, that's what we're called to do. We don't attend Sunday school, go to church on Sunday. We don't go to Christmas functions. We don't celebrate the so-called Christian holidays that we know are not true. For the most part, we don't get involved in the political system. And we try not to have our minds carried away by the seasons. Sometimes it gets a bit tough, but we have the assurance of God that we will be protected. I'm not saying that it'll be easy, but we will be protected. God is building his family, and we are the beginning of that family. We are the clay, and God is the potter. Let's turn to Isaiah 64:8. All scripture today is coming from the New King James Bible. Isaiah 64:8 says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, and we are the clay." And you are the potter, and we are the work of your hands. God is molding each one of us into what he desires us to be. Sometimes we do a lot of pulling against what God is doing with us, but at the end, we're being molded into what he wants us to be. Have you ever seen a pottery shop where the people are working? Did you ever notice the pottery, standing up, walking around, telling the potter what he wanted to be made into. But I haven't. I used to go to a woodworking shop, and at the end of that woodworking shop, they had a little pottery place where people worked with pottery. And every time I saw the pottery being formed, it was just form. It never told the potter. It never suggested anything. It was just form. And that's the way we have to be when we're being formed by God. We just have to be formed. We can't tell God, well, I want to be this expensive piece while you make this guy over here, you know, a less expensive piece. But we have to just shut up and let God do his work. So, and this can be a lesson to all of us, because as God is working with us, so many times we pull against the work that God is doing. So many times we make decisions for ourselves that are not in line with what God is doing with us. Sometimes we make the decision to rebel, you know, to go against what God is doing with us. But at the end, God is a forgiving God. He's a merciful God, and he forgives us for the mistakes that we make. God is forming us into kings and priests to be under his Son and his kingdom at the return of Jesus Christ. And no matter what we think we need to be, that is what we're going to be, kings and priests under Jesus Christ. You know, God created all the stars, and each star is alike, yet they're different. And I was talking to someone, and we tried to guess just how many stars there might be in all the universes. Once we thought there was only one universe, but now we know that there are many universes. So we were talking about just how many stars there might be in all the universes. So I decided to Google it. And the Google machine says to me, there are septillion stars. I tried to look up septillion. And septillion is a number that no man can count. So each one of us are going to be different. We're going to be as the stars in the universes, and we're all going to be alike. So God is forming us into what he wants us to be, and we just have to accept that. This morning, I hope that by presenting this sermonette, that I have given somebody the courage to say, well, let me let God do his work, and I'll just accept what he's doing, and I'll be molded into whatever he wants me to be. And maybe at the end of this life, when we're transformed into kings and priests at the return of Jesus Christ, we'll be just what God wants us to be.